Hey, it's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with one of my friends because we have been talking about this for a few years now. It is Kevin Fisher from NAMI. And Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Tell everybody what NAMI means.
So NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are the nation's largest grassroots mental health organization that's purely dedicated to improving the lives of people who are affected by mental illness.
You know, that's one of the things that I have been actually thrusted into learning about on the fly and trying to get a grasp on mental illness and the different levels. But the biggest thing that NAMI does is to help remove the stigma behind mental illness. Because if you had, you know, a toothache, you wouldn't treat that toothache by yourself. You know, you would go to a professional, and it should be the same with mental illness.
Exactly. If you're not ashamed of having the common cold, then you shouldn't be ashamed that you have a mental illness, and it shouldn't stop you from seeking treatment. To your point, the stigma associated with mental illness is the barrier that prevents people from seeking the help that they need. And that's what we're all about, and that's what the NAMI Walks is all about.
Yeah. I think that as Christians, too, a lot of times people are like, oh, just pray about it, and that can do more harm for some people.
Absolutely. You know, when I talk to faith leaders, the conversation we have is this. For the people who think you can just pray it away, that doesn't work. We have to utilize the tools that God makes available to us. And just as God makes cardiologists available for us if we have heart problems or oncologists, God makes available professional behavioral health care workers to help us with that as well. And so we need to do that, and we really need our community of faith to get involved with this, with the mental health movement, mm-hmm. because so many people are suffering in silence, and mm-hmm. and it's because, in part, because they don't believe their faith or their faith leaders would support them getting professional help.
Yeah, yeah, it's always been a hard road to walk for some people of faith. You have this big walk that you've been doing for the past few years, and this is all to bring to light what you are all about at NAMI. Tell everybody about it.
So this is our 17th annual NAMI Walks event. It is the largest single behavioral health awareness-raising event in the state. And we invite everybody to come out and celebrate with us on Saturday, September 28th. The accomplishments of people who are living with mental health diagnosis, but also to get resources. Every major behavioral health provider in the metropolitan Detroit area will have information tables there. So if you have a loved one who's affected by mental illness or yourself, or if you're just interested in gathering more information, please come out. The walk starts at 10 o'clock. Registration starts at 8. And we want to be a resource to the community.
You are a huge, huge resource for the community. And as always, I always appreciate what it is that you do, because so many people just need to know. That's just the bottom line. And as executive director at NAMI Michigan, how do you go about getting people to know? I know the walk is one thing.
Well, we do a few things, and one of the things I'm really proud of is we are now partnering with all four Detroit major sports teams to have mental health nights there, because it allows us an opportunity to reach people who won't come to us looking for help. So we'll have information tables at the Lions, the Tigers, the Red Wings, and the Pistons games throughout the season, to make people more aware. And then we host annual conferences and things like that. We're always out in the community trying to raise awareness and make people aware of the resources available to them.
Well, Saturday is the day for the big walk. You get, again, you said the 17th annual, which is hard for me to believe because I just started working with you to get the word out. And is there a number or a website they can get any more information about?
You can reach us on the web at NAMIMI.org, so NAMIMI.org, or you can call our office at 517-485-4049, or just come down to Belle Isle. We'll be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll be there from about 8 to noon. Just come down and take advantage of the resources and the camaraderie.
Yes.
If you feel like you're alone in mental health, I promise you, I've got 3,000 friends that'll be there to give you a hug.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's Kevin Fisher, the executive director of NAMI Michigan. Thank you as always, my friend.
Thank you for your support. Look forward to seeing you soon.